The concert is Sunday, September 19th in Kalamazoo at the Wellspring Theater at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And today, I know I am not reaching you here in the United States. Where are you currently as I talk to you today?
Yes, I'm in Berlin and talking to you from home. Yeah.
Has Berlin been your home for a long time?
No, I moved here 2 years ago. Before I was in Hannover, which is also not too far away, and I was there for my studies for 10 years. And my birth town is Bochum, which is more in the west, well, western Germany.
It's mentioned when I read your biography that your parents are Iranian, and that makes you at least, do you speak three languages or more?
Actually, four, because I was in a bilingual school where we also had French as one of our main subjects. So, yeah, that would make four.
That's wonderful. And maybe the flexibility of languages can somehow be applied to music. Languages have different styles.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's also a big advantage to know several languages, also to grow up with foreign languages, because on one hand you become more flexible in the way you think, because I think the way you speak also affects a lot your thinking, and on the other hand you get a certain sensitivity also for the melodic lines of the language. I think the way you emphasize things, you stress syllables, all these things are extremely important also in music. So I think it's always good to know different languages.
It must be. Your American English is going to get a workout as you visit the United States. I assume that you have never been to Kalamazoo before.
No, this is the first time, and I'm very, very excited.
Are you aware of the Gilmore Piano Festival and the festival we have here that brings so many wonderful pianists to this town?
Yes, absolutely. I think this is one of the most prestigious festivals. And most musicians know this festival and have heard about it. So I feel extremely honored and happy that I've been invited and can certainly meet wonderful people there.
We're so lucky to have the festival because we get to see musicians like yourself and who communicate through music. And that's a language that we can all relate to. Ms. Nosrati, you are playing one work on this program, and it's a famous work, the Goldberg Variations of Johann Sebastian Bach. I understand that playing Bach started early for you. It was almost an everyday thing in the household.
Yes, absolutely. So, I cannot really remember when it was that I started to really love this music or understand this music. But, the encounter came very soon. So, I think I played the first pieces when I was about 5 years old. And, you're very lucky as pianist because you also have a huge variety of pieces and pieces of various difficulties. So even as a little child, you have so many pieces that you can already play at a very early stage. And then, of course, if you're interested, you can continue with the more difficult pieces. And for some reason, I always liked to play Bach, and fortunately my teacher also insisted on always having at least one piece by Bach in my repertoire. And so this is how it developed. And besides, also we listened a lot to his music at home. Even though my parents are not musicians, but they loved Bach music. Mm. And we had a lot of recordings at home.
Sir Andras Schiff has recorded the Well-Tempered Clavier, I think, twice. He is a mentor to you as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I grew up with his recordings, in fact. So I remember having listened to his Well-Tempered Piano countless times, and also the Partita of the English Suite. So, I can absolutely not deny that there is a strong influence also by his playing. And I would never have even dreamed of the possibility to meet such a legendary pianist. And but somehow our ways crossed. And I felt that in some ways we have a similar taste or a similar approach to this music. So this is how then we could work together more intensely and also have a few performances together.
For the Rising Stars concert on which you will appear, you will be playing on a modern piano. Do you have any requests for the technician for how you can adjust a piano for Bach?
It's not always the case that you can also talk about it beforehand. You usually go to a concert hall and more or less you have to adjust yourself to what is there. But if there is a chance to talk to the technician before the concert, I prefer just to try the piano, and I'm satisfied. I don't also want to change too much, because I think, the most important thing is what happens on the keys. And of course you can also influence the sound with a certain setting of the piano, but I think before you start manipulating the instrument, you should first see if there are not other ways to. It's also, I think, one of the main tasks of the pianist to adapt yourself to the situation you have.
It makes lots of sense to try the piano first.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I mean, if then there's something that has to be fixed, of course, I will ask for it. I'm a little, I don't know, maybe it's superstition or something, but somehow I like to have the costas, is it right? The feet of the piano. I like them to be all turned into one direction because I think that it also affects the sound a little bit. And otherwise, I have a little device which is also, it has been a gift by Mr. Schiff, and I put it somewhere. It's just a very little thing, but I feel that it gives the sound some extra shine, so I usually bring it with me and put it then between two parts of the piano. It's somewhere under the lid, but this is my little
We are hearing Shaga Yagnosrati's Piano Secrets today on Classical WMUK. Her recital is Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Wellspring Theater. Full details are at thegilmore.org. The Goldberg Variations, and speaking of pianos and how they sound, makes me think of the key, G major. There's a lot of G major in the Goldberg Variations. Is it too much G major, or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, of course, most of the variations are in G major, but you never feel that the composer is repeating himself in any sense. I feel that I mean, it's such an abundance of ideas and of, I mean, I think maybe you just notice in the very first variations that it's all the same key, and then the more it goes on, I think you forget about the key, and you're just fascinated by the power of this music and the degree of the power of imagination of this composer.
I think a lot of people, and myself included, I really love symmetry. I love balance, and the satisfaction that comes when something balances with another part. And this happens throughout the Goldberg Variations. There are two halves, two equal halves. The mm-hmm. variations are grouped in threes, and every third variation is a canon. I mean, how much more satisfying in a mathematical way could it be?
Yes, absolutely. Also the cyclical form, of course, with the aria which comes back in the very end. So yeah, it's absolutely symmetrical, and I'm sure this is also part of the beauty of this piece, because there are also theories about the golden cuts in most of Bach's pieces. So I think you don't know if he did it on a subconscious level or if he was totally conscious about it, but there is also a more or less hidden symmetry within every variation and every piece. So it's very interesting.
You've played so much of Bach's works. Do you find that kind of symmetry and balance often?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, structure in general is very important in Bach music, and the more you analyze the music, the more of these mathematical elements you can find also in different parts. And balance, of course, is also a very important issue in this music. You have to balance the voices. You have to bring in this plasticity with your playing, because otherwise, if you don't, then it's hard to follow also for the listener. And I think we all are looking for this ideal balance in this music.
It's a wonderful piece that is rarely heard in a solo piano recital. It's a masterpiece that is a full recital in length, and the concentration and all of the things you are balancing as you play is a big, big effort. But it's music you're really excited to share.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think only the best pieces are worth being played for a public, and and I think also these are the pieces that stay in our memory if they are played well, of course. But if it works in a performance, it can be a really spiritual experience, and I will do my best for it.
One final thing, and that is remembering to blend other parts of life into your life as a musician. Something that stood out in one of your interviews was a mention that you are married to an Iranian traditional musician. Is it a folk musician or a classical musician?
Yeah, it's classical Iranian music, mm-hmm. But he also composed his own pieces.
Mm-hmm. It's a different tradition and with different meanings and values and feelings, but
yes, absolutely, and it's such an inspiring music also for me, because on one hand it's so different. They have all these different intervals, quarter tones, different sonorities.
Yeah.
the music is usually not based on the harmonies that we have in classical European music, but it's so rich, and I mean, all the ornaments that they use, the inventiveness, the ability to improvise. So I've also learned a lot about music in general when listening to this music.
Absolutely. Well, we will leave it there with the idea that the more you hear, the more flexible you can be with languages
yes.
and with music.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I wish you well on your travels, and I really look forward to your concert here in Kalamazoo.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.